Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
A lot can happen in 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at UH1.com.
Welcome to the Rosecast, the live Rosecast finale recap, the number one Bachelorette recap podcast hosted by a male and racial best friend duo. I said I did the live joke because, unless I'm crazy, Jesse said welcome to the live finale and it said previously recorded underneath.
Did it really?
It might have. That was probably, now that I'm thinking about it, it was probably the Hulu. But why would they put that on just, I mean, people watching on Hulu understand that it's not live. You don't need to say previously recorded.
Okay. I think it was live. Right. I think it was live.
What'd you make of part one of the most dramatic finale?
Well, a couple things, Rim.
He can just remember.
Just because you call something a finale doesn't make it a fucking finale. This is just the exact schedule they always have.
It is.
Except they had, for some reason, in front of the studio audience.
Yeah.
The week before. Yeah. This was just the week before the finale, like always, but they had it in front of a studio audience. This is the pre-finale, which it always is. You meet the family, and then but they usually don't have an audience there, and then I don't know what we're doing here. Just because you call something a finale isn't a finale.
And they added time to it. They added 15 minutes to it to accommodate these enraging interviews on the hot seat. I'm overstating it a little bit, but yeah, that's
it. Wasn't
a
finale. This wasn't a finale.
This whole season of 13
episodes is a finale. Yeah, the most incredible finale ever on night one. What are we doing here?
Okay, so let's start. Gabby and Rachel come in to the live studio audience.
Mm-hmm.
Neither of them looked happily engaged to me.
Gabby looked. Rachel looked miserable.
Miserable.
All episode.
Miserable. Worst night of Rachel's life, I think.
I don't know. It is so clear. I was going to say this later, but it is so clear she is not with whoever, if it's Tino or whatever. Either they broke up there or they broke up sometime in between. She is currently not with Tino. I know that for a fact.
That's a fact. That's a fact.
Based on how she looks. She's so sad right now.
There's no place she would rather be less than sitting on that chair.
On that chair. Yeah. I think I watched the coming up. What's next?
Yeah.
I think she broke. My prediction is based on the lighting and the how it looked is she breaks up with, I think they get engaged there.
Her and
then
Tino.
Then we get it. Yeah. Her and Tino. And then they break up after. The lighting looked like a, you know, looked different. It looked different. I think they're in a different location when they break up. Okay.
I 100%
agree. They've definitely broken up, though, based on how she looks.
Well, we might as well speculate. What do you think happened? I think it's one of two things. I think Tino cheated on her.
You saw the coming up next?
Yeah, I did. So she's talking about, I don't care anymore.
I don't care anymore. Yeah, obviously. I watched it. I don't care.
We have two people.
I wanted to see it.
We have two leads. Each have narrowed it down to one person, and we have a whole episode left. I'm entitled to know how this ends before it does at this
I'd
point.
I'd like to know.
So, yeah,
Jesse,
that's my
also,
prediction.
Jesse told us to be prepared, so I want to see what I'm getting prepared for. I think, it seems like he cheated on her.
He cheated on her, or he broke up the engagement because, like, his family wasn't okay with it. Those are the only two options I can see.
They're definitely not together.
No.
That we know. You could see that from the second she stepped on that stage. Let's just get into it.
I get that. Yeah,
but yeah, Rachel didn't want to be there. Gabby, I'm not sure what's going on.
I don't know what
there.
To think about Gabby.
I don't know.
Think maybe she didn't want to sit next to Rachel beaming with happiness, knowing Rachel's situation. That's my guess.
I didn't get from Gabby the same thing I got from Rachel. It was a lot harder to read what was going on with her.
I agree. Zach and Rachel at the rose ceremony. You'll recall Zach requested to speak with Rachel prior to their post-overnight's rose ceremony. I'm not sure what to make of Zach's confusion. He seems to think that who he saw in the overnight suite was Bachelorette Rachel, which, as we said last week, is inverse. Like, he's got to know it's inverse.
You have it wrong.
That was real Rachel. I'm inclined to believe that was real Rachel. If it was dramatically different, that's probably real Rachel. And who you fell in love with is Bachelorette Rachel.
Yeah, exactly.
Bachelorette Rachel. So why is he going on about it the other way?
Who knows? Who knows why this guy did anything? This man said he was blindsided. It's like, what do you think happened in that room? I assume, you know, Bachelorette Rachel went away and she's like, yeah, this probably isn't going to work. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. I don't think it's going to work. And then for some reason, he's confused by this.
Maybe it was still a little bit of Bachelorette Rachel in the overnight suite where she says, trying to use the age thing as a reason. I took the blindsiding as the age thing. Because he doesn't buy that. He doesn't buy that reasoning whatsoever. So I think that's why he was blindsided by it. Or he could have just been generally blindsided by the different person. If Rachel was different in the room, he was surprised to meet this Rachel, I guess.
I assume when they got behind closed doors that she went into sabotage the relationship mode. Get out of it without looking bad.
Probably.
That's what I think happened.
Based on the context of the last several episodes, I can see that occurring. He also could have... Maybe he doesn't want to admit that he fell in love with...
That's right, Rachel.
A performer, if he will.
You got.
Anyway, if Zach did feel a little actor-y to me when he was doing the bit about loving her. It was a little liney.
There was lines in
there. It was a little liney.
Why did he pull her? Why did she go? Like, he was going home, right? We knew he was the one not getting the rose. That's clear. I could skip past this full 30 minutes of, like,
man,
when
you're
he
just
talks
not
to
into
her,
any Zach storyline, son.
Why would I be into this?
I was interested to see how she would react to it, knowing that she doesn't, because Rachel showed up here. She wasn't going to give him a rose.
Yes.
Zach would remember last week, Zach was all broken up about how the overnight went. It was so awkward afterwards. Rachel showed up to this rose ceremony. No issues. Nothing's going on with any of my relationships that matter. Not a care in the world. So I was curious to see how Rachel would react to Zach saying, actually, I'm not just going to sit here and wait for you to not get me a rose. I'm going to pull you aside and tell you how I felt after our overnight date. It wasn't real like, oh, I understand where you're coming from. I miss you. I'll miss you. You know, so glad we got to know. Hug. Thanks for coming. Whatever. Her reaction was more like, to me, I could be reading too much into this. She seemed bothered that he fucked up her rose ceremony.
I agree.
When he said, I'm leaving, she looked away from him, either to the rose ceremony or to someone else, and was just kind of like, you guys are going to fix this, right? Like, we're not going to let this be the... That was portrayed, right? That's what it seemed to me. That's all.
I hear you.
And then when he left in the car, she was like walking around in the forest, like, how do I stand? Or like, how do I look sad about this?
Did you? Yeah, I got a fake sadness when she was walking away. She said something like, this is so sad. Wow, sad. And then she's walking back. Like, you are already getting rid of him. And we all know that. You knew
it's
that.
It's not sad. Don't
she
act like
knew
it's
that
sad.
Too.
Yeah.
It's not sad. At all.
I don't know if that sad line came from that moment, but yeah, it was for sure she was not sad.
I wrote here this, I would call this the least sad breakup in Bachelorette history. I felt
I
no emotion.
It, I said this was the least, I've never seen a less emotional final three exit.
Yeah, I feel like
this was number three.
That was my problem though. So they had a whole segment later. They're trying to turn this into the Peter, like, you guys should all be sad about this, but nobody's sad about this.
No.
Nobody. They did a long-ass segment about this breakup, and I think this is what Jesse was talking about. Like, this is the most emotional thing. It's like, this wasn't emotional at all. I could not have less emotion about this Zach breakup. Could not care less.
Yeah, I'm with you.
And then Jesse's like, how are you doing? And it's like, she's fine. Okay?
Yeah, she didn't care then. She didn't care now.
She didn't care at all.
She's just upset that she has to relive this in front of the cameras. I'm not sure the line about when Rachel returned. I'm not sure about that line. I don't know if I
didn't like that.
I would have cut that out. If you're trying to protect your leader, I feel like producer should have cut that out. That was a...
She goes, I'm so sorry Zach left. I do wish him the best. I don't want to speak ill, which is something you say before you're about to speak ill as fuck on someone. But for people to say they care about me and take things into their own hands, which is...
Ooh, she doesn't like when they take it into their own hands.
Taking things into your own hands is specifically talking about him... not going through with the rose ceremony where she wasn't going to give him a rose.
Yeah.
And to question my character is truly disappointing. I was baffled by this whole breakup, truly. I really was. First of all, Zach, he did take it into his own hands, but I'm surprised they allowed it. Why didn't they just make him not get the rose and then they'd have this conversation? And then...
That's a good question. Potential bachelor stuff. Like, I'm surprised they allowed it too, though.
You know, sabotage their own roast. They didn't have a roast ceremony, basically.
Yep. Yeah.
That's the whole thing of the show is one person, it doesn't go well, and then they go home and they don't get a rose. And he took it into his own hands and they allowed him to do it. I didn't think he was questioning her character really, other than, I guess, saying that the one thing he said was that she was acting like Bachelorette Rachel.
I guess, yeah.
Behind closed doors.
Regardless, even if she really felt that way, why say that?
Yeah,
here,
why say that?
He's not there. If you got beef with him, you can take it up later. You were going to send him home anyway. We all know that.
You were going to send him home anyway.
So, like, it's no skin off your back. It felt like an unnecessarily line to me.
I think take things into their own hands is the biggest part of that sentence she had. The most meaningful to me. And the reason she was upset. Like, he didn't let me have that rose ceremony moment.
I tend to agree. I don't want this to be like the Rachel Hate episode, but I also am not going to act like...
Yeah.
I'm not going to BS, you know, how it came off to me. In points. Anyway.
I don't care how much sad music you play me. I'm not going... You're not going to turn this into something that I care about.
No one was sad.
You're just not.
Anyway, Rachel and Tino get roses, as they were going to anyway, so... Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They return to the studio where Rachel looks like she got caught printing her resume on the work computer. And yeah, Jesse was you hanging in there?
Are you like, okay? You doing all right?
Yeah.
Fine. So that was, I would say, the least emotional final three breakup of all time.
She wants to say, like, I didn't really care. He's right. I really was not that interested. I didn't care about Zach that much.
I don't know whose third place breakup was less emotional, Gabby or Rachel. Gabby let go Johnny and it wasn't emotional at all, and she let go Zach. Neither thing mattered.
So Zach comes out to pretty decent applause, I suppose. AB would have been there with his arms folded, disinterested. And he apologized. First thing he did was apologize for questioning Rachel's character. I personally didn't feel like that was a necessary apology. I don't think he questioned her character. He was merely explaining how he felt, how she made him feel. I think that's okay to express that, and if they have disagreements about that, maybe they can discuss it, but there are more flagrant ways to question someone's character than I think Zach did. But
sure,
as we saw with Haven later, perhaps that's just a prerequisite for you want to be on the Bachelor shortlist, you gotta kiss the ring. Anything else here?
I don't think so. No.
Okay.
Zach mentioned during Fantasy Suites it felt like two strangers once they got behind closed doors.
Sure, looked like it the day after.
I'm still confused why he thinks what he had been seeing was real Rachel, and then when they get, that's baffling.
I think maybe protect
Why
the shield.
Why did you think that?
I think it's protect the shield. I think
protect
it's
the shield.
If he says, I think the Rachel that has been in front of the cameras
has been fake.
You know, you're off the franchise, buddy. You can't make our lead look like that. To her credit, she did tell him, you don't need to apologize.
I didn't care.
They didn't. You didn't care about any of this?
No, she didn't care. She should have said that to him.
Anything else here?
Yeah, nothing here. I thought the crowd was being a little too polite. You know, I'd be in the background, eye rolling.
Yeah.
Booing.
Not a lot of crowd reactions on this episode.
No, not enough.
Because it wasn't shocking. Nothing that occurred was like, you know?
I hear ya.
Avon meets Rachel's family. The star of which, or fading star, is Big Tony. Big softy Tony.
Tony, would you call him the most overrated, like, mean dad in Bachelorette history? Yeah. He was hyped up last season with Clayton that he was going to be a big tough guy to whoever meets him. Now we've seen him meet three guys. Not a hard question in sight, Rim.
No.
None.
What can I say? I like him.
He likes everyone. He's the opposite.
Her two friends are there as well. So Rachel seeking clarity. She sees a future with both of her final two, Avon and Tino.
Do you think Rachel's trying to turn Tony into a thing? Like Gabby's grandpa is a thing?
Yeah. Maybe.
Like I need a family member to be a thing too.
That everybody loves.
She's calling him Big Tony and all this stuff. Okay.
Big Tony's actually
a teddy bear. I remember Tony, but I remember being disappointed.
We were disappointed then. Yeah, that's right.
Gabby's grandpa's a star. I'm sorry.
No. Avon has said he's 100% ready for engagement. Also gave a cigar to Tony. I thought that was a nice...
No, that's nice.
Gesture.
Someone gives me a cigar, you got my...
You put her there.
You have my support.
Avon kept saying he was really nervous, but I'll tell you what, here's my assessment of his performance, particularly with Tony. He seemed relaxed. He projected relaxation, and he seemed comfortable. Now, I think his smile put Tony
at ease. I thought he was
electric.
I think the smile, he's got a megawatt smile.
Yes.
Okay?
He was direct. He eye contact.
It lights up a room.
Alpha, the boss man, I thought that performed well.
I agree.
Anything on Rachel and her mom?
Rachel says she trusts him. If it were me and him at the end of this and Avon gets down on one knee, I know Avon would be a great partner. I have no doubts in him. Now, did you think Avon, were you still in the Tino has this locked up camp?
Yes.
Okay.
Did that ever change for you?
Yeah, I flipped.
And then
during
back?
The breakup.
Oh.
I think I had it all wrong all along. I think we both had it all wrong. I think she liked Avon more than I thought. And we just didn't see enough of the relationship to know that.
But do you? That's
I think
fair,
Avon
but do you
was
think
the
he
winner.
Was number one?
Yeah, I think he was the winner. I really do. Based on her breakup.
I can see that. Yeah, I guess. Yeah. Because, and the...
Now, that was a breakup.
The importance of the proposal to her superseded how she felt. She was willing to be with her number two.
Yeah,
I can see that.
That's what I think
happened.
That's what I think happened. Yeah.
Okay. I like that. Well, the wheels came off here when Avon tells Rachel's friends he's not certain about... I feel like we're flying. Are we flying? He's not certain about proposing in a couple days.
I mean, I didn't care about most of it, so we're probably flying.
Yeah. Same here. Same here. My notes are short. My notes are very short. So Rachel's friends is fans of the
my
show.
My notes about the Zach part are mean, and I haven't said most of them.
That's so straight. That's funny to me. You dislike Zach so much.
I don't dislike Zach. I dislike Zach and Rachel.
I dislike
the thing.
Rachel and blank at this point. No offense. No offense intended. The wheels come off. All right, so
I don't want to question anyone's character, but
no, I really don't. I don't. Aven tells Rachel's friends he's not certain about proposing at the end. They're fans of the show, obviously, so this was red alert situation.
Hey, buddy, watch yourself.
Interesting. Yeah, really.
Rachel's friends think it's a red flag that he doesn't.
Big red flag.
He says, I'm ready. So I think the disconnect is Aven had maybe been saying all along that he's ready in his life to get engaged to the right person.
That's
not
how it's
necessarily
been framed all the way through.
And she took it as, you're ready to get engaged to me.
On this specific date in front of the cameras.
On this show in 2 weeks. I think there was a disconnect there between these two. Neither necessarily in the wrong. I can see why she would think that.
Yeah.
I thought Aven was ready to get engaged to her.
So you don't think Aven's mind changed? There's no way. That's the problem. There's no way of knowing what he said in the overnight.
I think he thought he was saying all along, I'm getting ready. Now, what he's saying is confusing, but
yeah, no
I think
doubt.
When he was talking about being engaged, like it was weeks ago, he's talking about being ready for engagement.
Mm-hmm.
I think she took it as engaged on the show. He meant, yes, I'm in a place in my life where I'd like to be engaged in the right circumstance.
Yeah.
And I could see it being you. Yeah.
I have a theory about, what do I have a theory about? I have a theory about if his mind changed, why.
Mm.
And we'll get to it in a minute.
Okay.
Whenever I stumble upon it in my notes, I don't know where I have that. So stay tuned. If these statements that Aven
I'm just
made
running through, I'm trying to peruse through my notes and avoid really saying good. Anything, any of the mean yeah, comments. But I had to write, let me find a note. I had to write myself.
I did. I have one highlighted
I had to
like
write
maroon.
Myself.
Like, don't say this.
I had to write this. Let me find it. I just ran over it. I'm at a point where I'm picking apart everything to do with Rachel with a fine-tooth comb. Let me chill.
I wrote that
to myself. I needed to chill. You need
I was
to chill,
up with
Alex.
All sorts of
You're
stuff.
Coming
I
up
was
with
like,
all
that's
sorts
probably
of
not
things.
What it was. Yeah. Yeah. I was at the same point. If the statements that Aven made in the overnight date are substantially, here comes, you know, mock trial rem. All right. If they are materially different.
Yeah, take this to court. Who's in the wrong
know,
here?
Yeah, I don't know. There's no way of knowing. I can get Aven out of this. I'll put it that way.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm not. I don't. If they're different than what her and Aven discussed on the overnight date, if what he just told her friends is different, then Aven picked a really silly spot to reveal that his feelings have changed. You don't want to tell the friends, not even the parents, the friends, before you tell Rachel, because they're obviously going to tell her. You're not.
Do you think
he
was in a safe? You think you're in a safe space, Aven, where anything you say is
exactly.
off limits?
But then again, similar to Logan, I don't know when else he could have said it to her. Right before they walk in, disaster. Worst possible time to say my mind changed.
So you're thinking?
So it's either that or like lie to her friends and then pretend your mind changed after the fact.
Mm. Do you think his mind changed?
I don't know. But if his mind changed, I think it might have been because he was the first overnight. You do what you do in the overnight, heat of the moment, and you're talking about the future.
The full package or whatever.
The full package. Maybe at that moment they're talking, she's saying like, I want to be with you.
Yeah.
You're both kind of like, yeah, this is it. It's us. And then Aven shows up to the rose ceremony to find that not only Tino, but Zach's overnight dates were similarly successful. So maybe he's thinking, I'm not sure I want to propose to this person in 3 days because I'm not sure if she wants to be with me anymore.
Mm. Okay.
Now, he can't say that.
No, of course not.
That breaks the show a little bit if he says that. But if his mind changed, I can see maybe that might have contributed to it. And he said it in the interview with Jesse. He said, I didn't know where you were at with Tino. That's that is concocted out of thin air, everything I just said, but maybe. All right, anything on Rachel and her friends?
Rachel is surprised and upset to find out Aven is not going to be proposing. So she takes him outside and has some questions for his ass.
This seemed like a game of telephone to me. The whole, what did Aven say? Were they on the same page? Rachel's friends say Aven said he's not sure about engagement in a couple days. Rachel says that's not what Aven told me. Rachel's friends say he told us. He told you that. Rachel says, well, he told me he was ready, and I think he's ready. Just get to the source. Get to the source.
Let's bring Aven in here with the friends.
Aven, come on out.
Let's have a powwow with the friends. Get to the bottom of this.
What'd you make of Aven and Rachel's conversation outside?
Aven says, nothing's changed. I'm falling in love with you. I can see a life outside of this with you. All good stuff, right?
That's what you want to hear.
And want to continue this with you. I want to make sure it's 100% the right choice for both of us. Her face was as if she just found out someone she knew has died. Okay?
Yeah. R.I.P. Aven.
To her relationship died, in fact, that moment.
It did.
And I can see it on her face. Do you think Aven knew? I mean, I agree with her here, right? We all think Rachel needed to get engaged at the end of this for it to be a successful season. She would not. Did you think there was any chance she would leave with anyone not engaged, like, you know, continue this relationship outside of this house, Bachelor in Paradise stuff?
Oh, not on this episode. Maybe previously in the season, before it became a storyline. I don't think Aven did a great job communicating what he was.
I think Rachel has done feel like Rachel has done a good job of communicating that she wants to be engaged. Aven, for some reason,
at the end of this,
seems surprised by this. At the end of it,
I mean, whatever you think about her, that desire of Rachel's, it's unambiguous.
It's been clear. That's my point. Is I don't agree with her having such a hard stance on engagement at the end of a reality dating show, but to me, Aven was in the wrong by not seeing that, because it seems to me she's made that very clear.
Yes. Aven kind of got close to "don't go there" a couple times. One, he mentioned Tino or
someone else is involved in this.
Yeah, you can't say that because the lead will bring it right back. It's just us. But
he said, I know someone else is involved.
I don't even know if I'm number one.
If you step outside, if you give this transcript to someone that does not watch the show or have them watch this clip, they're going to say Aven seems very reasonable here.
Of course.
But in the context of the show, in the context of the show, I can see what she's saying too.
He also, another thing he said was, I have no doubts about us getting there, whether it's in a few days. And he wanted to say a few months,
years.
But you cannot acknowledge that this timeline of your relationship goes beyond a week from this moment. You can't say that.
Yeah, he says, whether it's a few days or whatever the case may be, I just want to be with you. And she says, well, I want to get engaged. Okay.
Well,
I don't know where we go from
this
here.
This isn't going to work out then.
So he's not going to get engaged. You need to be engaged. Let's end this relationship. Yep. We're done here.
Nice to meet you. Faith, I think it's time to put cameras in the overnight rooms. We need this audio. They do it on Love Island and all that other shit. They don't show us everything. It's not a live feed.
But the good thing,
we need the audio here. I need to know what happened.
No,
I want to know what happened with her and Zach too.
I got to put my foot down. The good thing about this is you actually feel like they're getting a full day without the cameras. Right. It's a good time for someone to have before they get actually engaged. If you want to have it in your head like I do that some of these relationships might work, you got to have that unfiltered time.
I'm moving.
You can't put a camera in there.
That's the reality TV vulture in me. I'm trying to move that last thing you said, by the way. I'm backing off that. I don't know if I'll ever get back to where you are on that still.
Oh, believing in true love on this show?
It's harder and harder to believe, especially this season.
I agree.
What were you going to say? What about?
I was going to say I wouldn't put it behind them sneaking some microphones in there for a couple seasons. Before people
that's
know,
probably in the they probably unknowingly signed, agreed to that in the contract.
You can do that for a couple seasons before they realize. Because right now it's unfiltered. They're talking about anything. Well, imagine if we caught Rachel red-handed being a completely different person as soon as they step inside. That would be electric.
Her voice changes. Yeah. That would be great.
Okay. Yeah. Now that we're in here, this isn't going to work.
Rachel walks him out, says they're not reassures him, this is not a bad note. We're not leaving on a bad note. It sure felt like a bad note.
Her face says that's a lie.
Yeah. And then later, the genesis of their next conversation was, yeah, boy, that was a horrible note. Was it a bad note or not? I don't know where else to put it, but during this conversation, I was watching this and how upset she was that Aven wasn't going to. And this is where I diverge with your point that Aven was the number one. She said, I love you, Tino. She said, I love you, Tino. So if you love Tino, I would have to assume that Tino's the one you want to be with. If you're willing to say that.
Sometimes bachelor
and
bachelor.
Why do you need Aven to be willing to propose so quickly?
Well, Rim, you have to remember, we've questioned her every step along the way that a lot of her stuff is to be good bachelorettes. Okay. Maybe she's doing that to throw us off the scent of her true love.
That's 4D chess, bro, yeah. If it's that deep.
I don't know how that relationship ended later made me think he was the number one. Like, she actually seemed...
Yeah, it was the Rachel Peter thing. It was a Rachel Peter breakup.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's move to Gabby's grandpa, John. What I'm about to say is not a slight on Rachel's family and friends. Sincerely, this is not intended as a slight. I just wanted to say it. I wanted to preface it because if I said that right away, it would seem like,
oh,
fuck,
Rim's taking a shot. Yeah.
Rim's taking another shot. Another unnecessary shot. I don't want to do that. That's not what this is.
This has become an anti-Rachel podcast, and that's not our intention.
That's not our intention. Here's what I said. Here was my perception of Gabby's family. Not only they were fun, they were really supportive of Gabby. Gabby didn't owe them anything. They trusted her judgment. I swear to you, what I'm saying is not Rachel's family was not this. They exuded this, Gabby's family.
Mm, okay.
And perhaps that's not always good in these situations. Perhaps you want to filter out, you know, the bad actors.
Yeah.
If your loved one is blinded by the situation. But there was only one here. That probably helped. They seem to balance taking it seriously, but not too seriously. They were respectful of Eric. Her dad was great. Her aunts know her well, and they know what she's looking for. This was just it was nice to see Gabby with her family. I liked her family.
Okay. Well said. Right.
Thank you. Anything about this hometown? Or, I guess, family
What
meeting?
Did his grandpa say about Eric? To start,
I think he said he was a dick. He said he was a dick, but it was.
Is that what he said?
I swear, I'm almost positive.
He goes, "Yeah, I know Eric. That's fucking." That's it bleeped. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I think that's what he said.
So you think he was just joking around?
I think he was just, you know,
pals.
Give him guff, yeah.
Pals, yeah.
Because he knows him. He knows him already.
Yep. Grandpa says Eric's a keeper. Eric, I thought, did great with the family. There wasn't a lot here.
I agree.
There's never going to be when there's only one person left.
There was no grilling. It was a very happy,
yeah, just
pleasure to meet you.
Just a happy meetup. There's not that second, that other like, always in the back of these families' minds, it's like, well, I'm going to meet someone else. What's going on here? You don't have that this time.
No trepidation.
And it's truly like, when you have no one else there, I think most parents and families, unless it's egregious, are just going to go along with, they're not going to object to that relationship, you know, because that's more like an actual parent meetup with the family. When there's multiple people there, you can give your opinion on who you like best, you know.
Well,
there's not that
the lead is seeking your opinion.
Yeah, like, and they're seeking
I'm presenting these two people to you. Compare and contrast. Who do you like better? That kind of thing.
Gabby's this presenting Eric great. In a normal, outside of the show situation. Meet my person I want to spend the rest of my life with, which is basically fall in line. Like, I'm not looking for your opinion. This is just a meet. I want them to meet you.
Which was nice, but not, you know,
not good TV.
Not a lot of tension, not a lot of entertainment. Yeah. Let's take a quick break on that note.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
All right, Tino's home. Tino's meets Rachel's family. What'd you think of this?
I thought Tino was either extremely nervous or way too casual, or both. I didn't think he handled this well.
Overconfidence, perhaps?
Maybe? I don't know. I don't know what it was. I didn't like him. I'll say that. If I was them, I wouldn't have liked him. At one point, he yawned. Did you catch that yawn?
I did not catch the yawn.
He yawned. He goes and talks to her mom. I wrote down he's way too relaxed, cool guy here. He's got his arm up on the... He's absolutely chilling. Bad posture. She asks, do you think you have enough in common? Tino says, yeah, I mean, I don't expect her to go surf with me. He then yawns, like...
You should want her to surf with you.
He yawned. I don't even care what he said. He yawned. This man yawned. He's bored by your questioning.
He knows he's got it in the bag.
He is very bored by that question. And then he didn't answer it. Like, basically, yeah, she won't do what I usually do. Yeah. It was his answer. And then he yawned.
How about Tina or Tony?
Tony, Tough Tony, Big Tony, as Rachel calls him for this show.
Well, he's Big Tony. He's still Big Tony. I mean, whether or not Rachel's trying to make him a sympathetic thing, he's still Big Tony. He's a big guy.
Tony kind of... asked about life after this, and I think she breezed past it, right? And Tony asked about his job. He's probably stuck in a place for a long time. She ignored that question and concerned, and then they hugged and it was all good. It's the only slight concern Tony had, and she just ignored it.
Different coasts, California to Florida. He was talking like maybe you want to move to Europe or something, and I feel like Rachel was probably like, we'll do that after this. You know, I'm riding this wave.
Yeah, I got to be in LA right now.
I got to be in LA for a couple years. Who knows? Dancing with the Stars. Yeah. You know, I'm not going to Italy just yet.
No.
How about Van Vader and versus Randy Orton? Tony and Dino. He looks like Randy Orton. That's a fact.
He does look like a little like Randy Orton. And Tony looks like Van Vader. Big Van Vader. I thought he came off standoffish.
I tend to agree.
Tony asks him about the family not liking his daughter. Tino didn't have great answers. Like, basically, they're going to have to fall in line again. That type of stuff.
Yeah, that's his go-to. The strangest moment for me was when he goes, well, me and my dad basically, my dad just asked me about sports. Which, one, we saw your dad bring up other things. Concerns.
Tons. With you.
He grilled you, Tino. We saw it. And you didn't seem to say much in response. It was like a staring contest. Okay? So one, that seems false. Number two, if you did only talk about sports, let's say you did.
Why?
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 Does he not care about this? Do you not care? And why would you tell that to the other family? My family didn't give a shit about this.
And I didn't either.
We just talked about sports. Yeah. That's what that statement says to me. So he just thinks everything will be fine. They'll go to the beach as a family, then they'll start liking Rachel.
It'll be good. Yeah,
I think Tino lives a little bit in his own world here.
I agree.
All right, how about Rachel's last date with Avon? Her words, not mine, and it got me thinking. Well, number one, she went in there with her mind made up. Understand that.
That was
number
a breakup.
Two. Yeah, that's yep. This is the breakup date. Number two. Do they not get real dates with their final twos?
Yeah, they just, what are we doing next week? That's my question. What are we doing? We had the two final dates. You going to do a 30-minute Neil Lane segment? What's going on here?
Well, they're going to have after the final rose for an hour. And then they're going to have the...
It's a three-hour... It's a three-hour... It's a 3 hours next week. You understand that?
Lord help me.
Do you get that? Normal two-hour finale.
I did not understand that, nor did I get it. I did not know
that. Based on your response here, I understand that you didn't understand that. Okay? It's 3 hours.
What are they going to do? Well, there's
what are they doing for 2 hours?
Rachel and Tino, it's going to be they're going to try and make it be Ari and Becca. That's exactly what they're going to do. That's going to be 45 minutes.
That was the lighting. It was Ari and Becca lighting. It's different. It's brighter after the show.
Yeah, they're just in somebody's house.
Yeah.
Or the house that they had rented for
the house that they rent. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, I don't remember who in the mailbag said this, but the two bachelorette thing combined with the fact that the crew is part of a union means that these people have had astonishingly little time with one another in terms of dates. They've had fewer one-on-ones, fewer group dates, and they're not even getting a final date before a proposal. It's just halved everywhere you go.
Everywhere is halved. Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, let's talk about this date before we get too off the rails. Maven apologizes. Never wants to be the reason she cries.
Aven wants more time. I want to do life outside of this with you and think that is so important for us before that next step. Before the next step. Meaning an engagement is not happening. Meaning this relationship is over.
I think this was his best articulation of what he was trying to say. Third time's a charm because he didn't do it with her friends and he didn't do it with her.
Yeah.
But it didn't matter at this point. I don't think he could have said anything. And I think Rachel was going to end it with him. That's my perspective. I don't know if that's true. It just seemed to me like...
I think if she went in there and he said he was ready to get engaged, he didn't articulate himself well, it would have ended with them being okay.
Maybe.
Because I ended this thinking that he was actually her number one and she was actually very... She wouldn't have had that... It's either she's acting with that breakup or he was her number one. One of those two things.
Let's make that the mailbag question. Who did you think was Rachel's number one?
Yeah, that's a great question.
And why? Do you think it's always been Tino and she's putting on for the Aven storyline? Or do you think it was Aven and she was genuinely shocked and is willing to cast Aven aside so she could have the bachelorette proposal at the end? 773-234-7754. 7794? Do you make anything of when he said he might have been caught up when he said he might have been ready for an engagement?
I shouldn't have said that.
That was a little slip. He was had a good run until there.
Shouldn't have said that.
No. I didn't like how this ended. And this is why I say things like, I don't think he could have said anything that would have prevented her breakup. Because she kept telling him, you're not sure about me. He says, I am sure. She says, you can't give me what I need. He says, I want to give that to you. She says, no, you can't. What can he do here then?
Well, he's not, they're talking about engagement. He's not willing to get engaged. She wants to get engaged.
He says, I want to give that to you. Just not, her, what I need is engagement in 3 days, even though I haven't broken up with Tino yet on the bachelorette stage. That's what I need. I personally think that's an unreasonable need. If Aven's really who you want to be with in life, I think that's worth sacrificing to continue to maintain the relationship with him and move forward with him.
If Tino was all along her number one, though, why would she react like that? Unless
like,
she's
like how
that broken up.
Well,
so you're saying she's acting?
I don't know.
It's either two. I can't envision anywhere in between. There's two very different sides to
either
this.
Either she's acting either or she was acting, in love with Aven.
Or she has made the decision. Aven was who she loved the most. Maybe Tino she kind of loved. She's made the decision that getting engaged on this show is worth more than testing it outside of this with Aven. The way she reacted, that breakup seemed genuine to me.
Yeah, I want to be with you on that. I want to be with you on that. But I had soured already.
Yeah.
So I entered that room as a viewer thinking something already. I had the perception. It was already in my mind.
When she was crying like that, I wrote here in the moment, at this moment, I realized she liked Aven way more than Tino. And because of how she is as the Bachelorette, is now going to select Tino out of necessity. That's my note.
Okay.
LMAO.
Yeah.
At the end.
I can see how
laughing my
you,
ass
I definitely
off.
Can see how you think that. We get it.
Because she's the Bachelorette. Because she is so engulfed in being like this Bachelorette, she has made the decision to go with her second place person instead of entertaining the thought of leaving here not engaged with a person she likes more. That's how I left this episode thinking. She made that decision, conscious decision, yep, to let Aven go, even though she liked him more, because she's the Bachelorette.
So I totally understand that reasoning makes total sense to me. I just kept in the back of my mind remembering she said, "I love you, Tino."
She did. And yeah.
And to me, that always put, no matter how she reacted with Aven, no matter what Aven said,
yeah,
he was never ahead of Tino for me, and it's because of that. So,
yeah, I can
wow.
see it. You
wow.
can argue
first
either way.
AB, that's a respectful first yeah. take. Who knows the reality? after the break, Aven comes out, apologizes, kisses the ring,
apology.
Grovels at the feet.
I'm sorry.
Please now, forgive me. Please.
I noted, maybe this is because I thought at this point that she liked Aven more. I thought she was sitting way different. There was a different vibe than she had
note.
With Zach.
Yeah,
I got
sure.
I want you back vibes.
No,
from
no,
both
no,
of
no.
them.
Well, her and Tino are
her
broken
and Tino
up.
Are
obviously.
Broken up. I got vibes from both of them. I don't think we've seen the last of these two.
I feel like Aven's going to paradise.
Good. So is she.
No. I think Aven has removed himself and is.
Do you know that Aven's in paradise?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay.
I don't know anything.
What about Bachelor? They're announcing the Bachelor next week, they said.
Yeah, I think he got a Bachelorette, I'll say that. Heartbroken, walking out, head
it's
down.
It's either him or Zach, right? Neither pushes the needle for me, if we're being honest. But he said, hey, we're announcing next week, which I was stunned to find out. I can't believe
yeah.
they're announcing it already.
I think
take
it's,
your
I
time.
Think Aven's probably number one.
He's going to be...
I think it's probably him.
But
he's
then,
had a, I mean,
then
he's
not he's in Paradise.
Exploded
is
in
he?
The last two. Well, Paradise is already filmed. I don't know.
Yeah, but why would you announce it before Paradise?
It's a great question.
You have, what day is, it's not for 4 months.
Yeah.
That you need to air it. You could wait till after Paradise, then start doing the Bachelor stuff. I don't know why you wouldn't.
Maybe he's just not on Paradise and I'm wrong about that.
Maybe he's not on Paradise.
He's probably not on Paradise. He's probably the Bachelor.
Aven?
I would guess. I don't know.
I think I like Aven. He's just been on screen so little. It's hard
yeah,
for me to envision him as the Bachelor right now. But maybe there's obviously could be something there. We haven't gotten anything from him.
I think it's probably Aven. Be interesting to see how ABC, if that happens, how they dip their toe back into the Black Bachelor world. See how they handle that. Probably not good. My guess. Rachel and Eric. Folks,
Gabby and Eric.
Well, who knows? Yeah, Gabby and Eric. Sorry, folks.
Jesse says we got special permission to go overtime. And shut the fuck up, Jesse.
Jesse, we all have
shut,
it all.
Shut
we
up,
all know
Jesse.
Where this ends. We saw it on our screen. 9:15.
We all know it.
Shut up.
We also noticed that the show that you usually tail into isn't on this week. So you're not actually cutting into a show that yeah. matters. It was Family Feud after. A rerun.
Damn, you just ruined my whole...
It's a rerun,
Rim. I had all a gag about that, because I
What's
I
that show
just
about the
push
celebrity?
I don't know, but I think the finale is over. I totally forgot the name. Anyway, I had a gag about... I was going to do a Steve Harvey
Who was the
impression.
Celebrity? Do we know?
AB, we're not talking about that. We're doing the Family
Feud
bit.
That, I need to know who won that celebrity family thing.
Right when it ends, we got Steve Harvey going, Terry, name something that a stripper would put on the coffin of a loyal customer.
I saw that, too. It was a perfect
it was great.
Timing.
It was great. I can't believe they cut mid... Like, they're committed
mid.
To the bit that
they're committed
they went
to
overtime.
The bit.
They didn't go overtime. It was planned.
We saw it on the DVR, or the fucking guide, the TV guide. We saw it.
Jesse.
Everybody saw it, Jesse.
I talked to my guy at ABC.
He's acting like he got special permission in real time.
The bigwigs, let me have it.
Come on, buddy.
All right, let's get to it. What'd you make of Eric and Gabby? They're discussing their relationship. They kiss.
Smooching.
Mid-kiss.
Smooching. But do you feel like he tried to sneak in that he's not ready for engagement? I felt like he snuck that in. He tried to sneak it past her.
I don't think he tried to sneak it past her. I think he was going to say
slipped
it.
That
no,
in.
No. I think he was going to say it. And then, but like before he was done saying his piece, Gabby started kissing him. And then he just powered through the kisses and mentioned, by the way, we don't have to get engaged, right?
Eric talks about how he opened up with her. He really loves her, wants to spend the rest of her life with her. They're kissing. He then says, I don't want to rush anything or there to be any expectations or anything unnatural to us. Yeah. It's like,
That's a soft no engagement.
What did and he tried to push past that? She's like, "Hold up. Wait a second. What did you just say back
she
there?"
She did get what? It was a wait, what?
Wait, what was that last sentence you said? He's like, "I love you."
I think I have a different perception of what happened here from that point forward. They were talking off stage kind of like under a light. She says, "I don't want to put pressure on you." Says, "I want to date you in the real world." Quote, getting engaged before that happens is not how it works. Gabby doesn't want to force him to a proposal. They show her crying, walking away. I can't do this anymore. They made it seem like Gabby was upset with Eric's lack of commitment. But I took it like she was upset that both her and him are in a situation where they don't want to do a certain thing necessarily, but they feel like they both have to.
Mm-hmm.
Gabby would like an engagement. I don't think her feelings about Eric hinge upon it. I think both of them feel pressure to go through with it, and that is why she's upset.
She's even talking to the producers. Yeah.
I don't think that's what it is.
Well, the Bachelor producers are trying to portray it as her being upset that he is not willing to get engaged. You're saying she is actually upset because of the situation. She doesn't want to put the pressure on him, but the pressure is going to be there for him to get engaged, and she doesn't like that.
I think that
which are two
is
completely different
what it
things.
Is.
I'm on your side with that.
Okay, because she said all throughout, like she has not harped on engagement. When she met people's
not
family,
as much, no.
She said, you know, do you think he's ready to commit outside of this? That's how she would phrase it. But I don't know. At the same time, I don't know what to make of Gabby's expressions during the episode. She was stone-faced for most of it. And wasn't like smiling when Eric was on.
Well, they weren't doing the picture-in-picture either, so.
They were. You just didn't notice. It looked it looked frozen. But she wasn't.
Okay.
Anyway, that's part one of the Bachelorette finale where we have two leads who have both have their final choices locked and ready.
There's only one person there. For each of them.
I don't think Eric's left.
No, he's the one. One for Gabby, for Rachel.
One for each. Okay, yeah.
Usually on this show, one of the great things is the finale, the actual finale, which will be this next episode. The actual finale has two people, and then you get an engagement that has to be stopped.
Get on a knee,
you
do
have
your
both
bit.
People going through the motions, calling parents and getting permission and getting rings.
Neil Lane.
Both two people doing that. And the best, the best of the best are ones where we really truly don't know who they're going to choose.
Yeah.
Until you see their foot step out of that limo. You see it's pan up and you see who's coming out first and then you know. It's a great moment. One of the great moments in TV. I'd go so
not
far
only
as saying,
are we not getting that.
We're not getting that at all.
We haven't had a rose ceremony in like a month.
Yeah, where are the rose ceremonies?
I don't want to hear any defense of this season.
No.
In any form or fashion.
Indefensible. It's really all, unless you are not a fan of this show at all of the stuff that is good about this show, we have not seen.
Is not present.
There have been no cocktail parties for 2 months, probably. There hasn't been a rose ceremony in months.
Fewer dates, less traveling. They were on a boat
person.
For a while. They were on
we
a
have
boat.
Two bachelorettes, and somehow we still don't have... We still have... There's as many people here with two bachelorettes that there usually are with one remaining. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I got you.
You see what I'm saying?
I got you.
That means you failed this whole season.
No doubt.
So, that's where we are.
I have a couple other... Well, that last part... that this cliffhanger of will Eric propose or not does not grab me at all.
No, 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 no.
If he doesn't propose, we know why, and I believe it's reasonable. We've gone over this ad nauseum over the years. Of course, it's reasonable. It's not good for the show. It's silly. Don't go on the show if you're not ready, blah, blah. If he does propose, we all know why. It's for the ring. That's it.
I mean, you have to propose.
He's going to. I think he's going to.
Hey, I think he should. People forget engagements are still just engaged. It's not marriage.
This is...
People often forget that. I've said it before. I'll say it again. Go get that ring.
Get the ring. It's
break
a business
up
decision.
If you need to.
It's a business decision.
Being engaged,
go get the ring.
There's a reason that there's a difference between engagement and marriage. Okay?
Yeah.
There is a different. Those are two different things. A breakup from an engagement isn't as big as a breakup from a marriage. Just logistically.
No, I agree with you. However, we
just
in previous seasons, we have... I think this was a slow burn to get to that point for us as viewers of the show. I wanted to believe in the seriousness and level of commitment involved in an engagement when I watched them on the show. It makes the moments bigger and better. But now we're at a point where we all know that they're not real engagements. They are expressions of I'm willing to be in
an
exclusive relationship with you.
There have been some real engagements, but yeah.
It's been a long time.
A lot of them aren't going to be real.
Yeah.
I mean, we've had JoJo. That was a real engagement. Actually
like
worked out. Sometimes
like
it's gonna. Sometimes an
ago.
Engagement is gonna. Is that for real? Sometimes the engagements are gonna work out, and sometimes they're not. What about Rachel?
Rachel, yeah. But that was fresh off the heels of the Peter breakup. So like they made Peter the fan favorite and Brian not. So we watched that with a sour taste in our mouth. But that let's not rehash old things now. I love Rachel and Brian now. Whatever. The other thing I want to mention is, as much as some of Rachel's decision-making was off-putting to me during the episode, I did have sympathy for her because...
Oh, I did too.
I'm certain... I had sympathy for her watching. She's been reading and listening to the reaction to these last couple episodes and embarrassed to be on stage with a split screen watching it back. That's a tough spot to be in.
You're talking about you felt bad for her live last night.
And I also, you know, just a blanket, I feel, you know, I understand that people on this show behave in ways that they probably don't in real life. So like, and you're clouded with the bubble and you do want to be proposed to if you're the lead, like I get all that.
Yeah,
but at the same time I was still watching it like that's, you know, you don't need to dig my guy Zach, like you don't need to drag him in front of the crew, you know what I mean? Anyway, anything else about the wrap up stuff?
I noted here, we're finding out who's the next bachelor. That's crazy. Rachel seems miserable. Gabby is chilling, as Jesse talks about next week. And I wrote here, have you ever seen someone's body language give away the finale like Rachel's?
Yeah. Mailbag 773-234-7794. A few people texted in about the Facebook group question entry. AB? You know, you mentioned Matt James gets 100% of the responses.
Yeah, no, I figured it out, too. It was what we thought. We didn't update the question after Clayton.
No.
Nothing to see here. I've updated it now.
Oh, you have?
Yeah. Clayton's
on
there. Doing a little experiment now, seeing what's good, seeing what's going on, seeing if people, new people that join.
You can't make it too
hard. I'm making it a little hard. You can answer Matt James, and I'm still going to let you in the group.
The reason people are picking Matt James is because the other options were the three best point guards in college basketball history. Earl Watson, Jamal Tinsley, and Jameer Nelson. In that order. Well, I'd probably put Jamal Tinsley for that guy. Was something special.
Oh, you can play ball. Well, now those are the three and Matt James and Clayton. So we'll see.
So it's a little throwing them off. Kristen from Massachusetts, AB. I'm with you 1,000% when it comes to Zach. I do not get the hype. The man seems like a true dud.
Is there hype? Tell me there's not hype for that man.
There's always default hype, which is most recent breakup. Oh, he's sad. Nice guy. Bachelor? Sure. That's the hype. I don't think it's like Tyler Cameron hype by any stretch. Kristen continues. Or Kirsten. K-I-R-S-T-Y-N.
Kirsten.
That's a Kirsten to me.
That's Kirsten.
The man seems like a true dud. She continues. Kirsten continues scorching.
Damn, Kirsten going in. Yeah, Kirsten going in on Zach.
And a whole season of his elder Muppet voice would be too much for me. Not to mention the age issue.
Damn.
I really don't want to go back to a 25-year-old lead. It'll be tough to get away from it again if we do. Thanks, guys. As I always love the pod. Thanks, Kirsten. This is loyal listener Jen from DC. Two things. To make the age argument is even more ridiculous, someone posted that Zach and Rachel are only 3 months apart. I think you are right. She didn't want to be the bad guy and wanted him to self-eliminate because she has always wanted Tino. For some reason we can't fathom. And she knew she would get torn up online for picking Tino over Zach, who was all in, was nice to her, whose family was nice to her, etc., etc. Second on Jason, I'm always torn. No way he should have come on this show. Remember Jason AB with Gabby? Rational people who understand how ridiculous it is to get engaged to a stranger you spent all of 24 or 32 hours with total by the end of the season should not apply. But I never blame the contestants for coming on, really, because people come on for lots of reasons and have no real expectation of vibing with the lead when they do, and then they do. He has said repeatedly how hard this is for his mental health, so when he said, I'm really here for you, he was saying, I would have left, but I see something here, so I stayed. I thought he articulated himself well and rationally. He did not tell Gabby he was in love or lead her on. Just because someone, Gabby, is sad or disappointed or didn't get what she wanted doesn't mean the other person is the bad guy or a bad guy. Additionally, I don't think he was saying he wouldn't date her outside the show. He was just reiterating that the bubble is real, and it is really disorienting for him, so that's as much as they could do leaving the show together is see how it goes. Also, please get rid of the engagement requirement. Let people leave how they want at the end. Thank you, Jen. 413 area code. Several people in my office watch this show. They range in age from early 20s to mid-60s. And the overall consensus is that this was the worst season ever, with the possible exception of the year Claire cut the entire season short. We are not blaming Jesse Palmer, but we are blaming the producers and the two leads. With the precedent set by JoJo and some other contestants, it now seems like that it's not required that there be an engagement, and that this is really just a show where you can get a ring from Neil Lane, go on Dancing with the Stars, live together for a little while, and boost your Instagram numbers, and then move on or move towards a more stable relationship if it seems comfortable. The whole getting engaged and then having a wedding right away is probably not going to happen going forward. Trista and Ryan were a beautiful and real fairy tale, but I don't think we are ever going to see that again. Thank you, 413. What do you think about that? The era of believable engagements coming to a close here on this show.
I still think it's possible, but not. It's definitely a lot less likely, and I'm not going into seasons thinking they're going to find someone.
Yeah.
Their forever person. You find that on the beach way easier.
Yeah, you can. September 27th.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yo, societal changes. That really cuts down my big moment there. Frog in my throat.
Yeah,
people are getting married older and having kids later than they were even 20, however many years ago this started, 20 plus years ago. So the two generations this show should be trying to cater to, millennials and Gen Z, if you will, we're not obsessed with the idea of a whirlwind and breathtaking engagement. It's from a different era. So,
The show should evolve too, I guess.
I think the show should evolve. It's a really old. I mean, this is a show that was like, whoa, can you believe Rachel's dad wore pink? It's just from a different era. It's like, what are you talking about? Thank you, 413. 561 area code, last one. Remin AB, could you please relay a question from me to your audience? I need to know how the people who listen to your pod but don't watch the show keep track of all the subplots and characters. How do they keep everyone straight? Love the podcast. I got your answer, 561. We recap of top to bottom, thorough.
Thorough.
Everybody's mentioned. Even though we don't remember all the names, we're talking everything over here.
You can't get more thorough.
This is like an audiobook of what happened on the show.
This is a damn audiobook. You're right.
Thanks, 561. Thanks for listening. Do you have a question? Or what was our question? It was, who do you think Rachel liked more? Who was Rachel's number one?
Who was Rachel's number
one? Breakup.
Yeah. And thoughts on that situation. I think, because we're in different camps here. You think Tino.
Yeah, we are.
I think by the end of the episode, I thought Avon was actually her number one. And she made the conscious decision to go with her number two, who she also probably likes, but not as much. She made the decision that the engagement was worth more than, in the show, really, was worth more than trying things outside of this.
The Rose League scoring update. Shout out to this week's episode winner. Me.
Seriously?
The big dog.
No,
number one.
No way.
Yeah.
Well,
me. And 87 of my closest friends.
I was going to say, wait a second.
Yeah.
This was...
There's only three options.
So, yeah. Who did you... You just chose Tino and...
Nope. Eric and Avon.
Oh, Avon scored more than Tino.
Eric and Avon. 87 people chose Eric and Avon. 7 people picked Avon and Zach. Zach had -5 points. I think we all knew Zach wasn't going to get a ton of screen time. I also don't think they count what happens in the studio. So everyone knew Zach was going home quickly.
Don't we have something with The Bachelor, our own thing?
Yeah, I haven't updated
where
it in a long
time. Teams?
Because no one here cares. It was taking too long. No one here cares. I'll do it on the Patreon.
Okay.
I'll do it on the Patreon, which is those people were the only ones that could vote anyway.
Yeah,
so.
That's okay. We'll do that. Yeah. On the Patreon.
Oh, I know the result. Like 2 weeks ago, you cinched it. All my guys are gone.
Okay, good.
It was a bloodbath.
Good.
Anyways, 539 people picked Eric and Tino. They tied for second. So,
wow,
just a little, yeah, you know, just
that's
a little,
big. That's big.
You probably got the same thing. You didn't even check. Let's pick a sticker winner this week of the 87.
Please put your name in there. Put your name in there just in case.
Me?
Yeah, you. If
no,
you,
no, 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 no.
Just in case. It'll be funny if you win it.
No. Team Bong Coaster. Congrats, Team Bong Coaster.
You say Bong Coaster?
Yeah. Season standings. Still close. We got a 2-horse race here. Team Pessimism, I believe, has overtaken the lead on Allie Fitz. They are 7 points difference. Next week, I don't know how many people you can pick, but it's
yeah. What's
if it's
even
one,
the deal for next week?
It might be like a rock paper scissors episode, basically.
Oh,
for the last episode, like
yeah, I like, hear you.
Someone's picking paper. Someone's picking rock. You know what I mean?
Maybe who is it? Who are the two? There's two people.
Team Pessimism has 13-26. Team Allie Fitz has 13-19.
Okay.
Okay, anything else, AB?
No, I don't think so.
No headline of the week, of course.
No. Bachelor in Paradise, spoilers out there. I'm not looking for... I don't want those.
You got to guard and protect your heart.
Yeah. That's my favorite show of the franchise. Yeah. I don't want to be spoiled.
That's my favorite active show of the franchise. Favorite show of the franchise is... Listen to your heart.
Listen to your heart, of course, yeah.
And I liked Winter Games. I liked Winter Games. All right, well, that'll do it. A short recap of part one. Talk to you next week for part two, live.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com. Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.